Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Oh, I got a lot of emails about that Charlie Cook segment. A lot. Yeah, that's a relative term. I didn't get thousands. I got more than usual. People listening to that, catching up on podcast, listening to it later, loved it. Because the Armed American Radio Daily Show airs at various times around the country. Maybe you listen to it at 3 o'clock later today in Salem, Oregon, you're listening. Maybe you're listening to it overnight in Minneapolis or early evening in Seattle or Portland. And if you're one of those that sent me an email about Charlie Cook riding shotgun with Charlie, you know, yeah, and his gun grams, those are wonderful. So as we get closer to the holiday, you're going to hear that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer again. That was great. And I really appreciate the emails coming in. I know Charlie does, too. He's probably listening. Charlie, if you're listening, that was great stuff. If you want to throw a couple Christmas songs out there and get them up on YouTube, I'll be more than happy to play them for you, friend. It was an awful lot of fun. I got some emails to cover for you. And then I'm going to cover a topic with you that is always controversial. Why? Because opinions are like, you can finish that statement yourself. Everybody's got one. But a top 10 list always brings out the best or worst in someone. It's interesting how you can have your opinion on what you like and someone else might like something different. And boy, they get really personal about that. But I wrote a piece for Human Events several years ago that was one of the most widely read columns ever up to that time on their site. And that week, it had more readers than Ted Nugent, Oliver North, and the rest of them. The only one who bested me the week the column came out was our friend Ann Coulter. And that's only because she cheated and put her link out to her vast email list. So she got more hits than I did when it was all said and done. But I'll tell you about that in just a minute. And Lee Michaels from 1280 The Patriot is going to be here. You know, I've been talking about some happy ending stories with you. Yesterday I mentioned I got some emails. Mark, will you tell us about what happened to you? So I'm going to do that today. I might not have time to do mine today, but I'm going to tell Lee's story today because it's very, very important. And as we come into the holiday season and more of us become victims, I want you to hear what happened to Lee. This is a story that I wrote in my book. And he's lucky to be alive to tell it. But I thought it fit in really well with this week's themes. What I've been covering for you, happy endings. I just love happy endings. Don't be surprised if you see a new segment on the Monster broadcast actually titled Happy Endings. You never know. You just never know. Got lots of irons in my fire. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple emails here I want to go over with you. They're a lot of fun to get. If you're interested in emailing me, I love to read them on the air. Love to know what you're thinking, positive, negative, good, bad. Just keep it clean. If you don't like guns and you don't like what I have to say and you're one of those folks that listen to me because you hate the topic, you're out there, that's fine. That's why I used to watch Piers Morgan because I couldn't stand the guy. But if what I talk about ruffles your feathers a little bit, or maybe you're just curious, want to learn something, by all means, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Be more than happy to read it on the airwaves. Like I said, don't go get all fired up and use the kind of language. I'm not on satellite radio. This is terrestrial radio. And I want to read your stuff, and I don't want to have to beat myself the whole time, okay? All right, this one comes from James Patterson. It was titled November 28th Rant. He said, Mark, loved your comments on the 1128 show. Keep encouraging us all to be on offense. Carry on. What James was talking about was complacency, really, okay? How we can't get complacent right now. And because we've won and because there's no campaign and because you're going to hear less and less of that type of talk, no matter where you turn, it remains vital that you not forget how we got where we are. We won. And as a result of that, I want to remind you regularly that the organizations that helped put us where we are continue to need our assistance more so than ever. There are more gun owners in America today. We are at historic high gun ownership, at historic high concealed carry permit holder. So they're just numbers, I read them to you yesterday, topped out over 15 million. I think that number's low. But we can never forget why that number is what it is. Gun ownership is going to continue to increase. Now that the chains are taken off of us and the politics are done, you're going to see the firearms industry explode far more than it did previously under Obama. That's just a fact. Because more people are owning, there's more people are wanting training, more people are getting their permits. National concealed carry reciprocity is on the table. I'm going to talk about that with you in a little bit. It has a huge impact as a concealed carry permit holder. It's always funny. I always talk about, a lot of people say, how come you don't take calls on the radio? Well, a lot of different reasons. And I don't mean any disrespect here, but I can't let you direct the narrative of the program when there's such limited time. And that's not, please don't misunderstand me there. I don't want that to come out wrong. Where I'm going with that is, and it happens, you inevitably get the caller that says, maybe we're talking about top 10 something, or maybe a favorite holster or something like that. We always get the caller that comes in and says, hey, I'm loving the topic, wants to go off in a different direction. By the time we finally get him reined in and I finally get him to ask his question, he wants to know where his permit's good because him and his wife are traveling from, say, Wisconsin to Florida, and is his permit any good in Tennessee? Well, that's a valid question. It's not valid at that moment in time. So please, I do appreciate that. Send those questions to me by email, and I'll be more than happy to answer them for you, okay? So anyway, James, thanks for the email. He was talking about reminding us to stay on offense. And by that, I mean, please stay up on these things as they're happening. When you see national carry, concealed carry reciprocity moving in through the halls of Congress, write your legislator. Tell them to sponsor it and support these bills and support the United States Concealed Carry Association, the National Rifle Association, Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, and your local state's roots, grassroots groups. Very, very important that we don't forget those, okay? And James understands that. Thanks, James. I do appreciate that. Just by fluke, I got another email from someone by the name of Marty Patterson. Take a listen to Marty's email, and it's a good one. It's a darn good one. I'll tell you why. Because it dovetails well with the topic of that I just mentioned, crime. It's the holidays. Lots of criminals like to prey on shoppers, for example, over the holidays. Lots of homes get broken into. Lots of stuff like that happens. And I apologize. Let me cut that down there. Okay. When stuff like that happens, we want to bring to your attention how not to be a victim. How not to be a victim. Take a listen to Marty's email. He says, Marty Patterson says, Mark, we should enjoy and celebrate the outcome of our recent election, but we must also remember that changes in policy, not gun-related, most likely will cause a spike in certain crimes, a possible subject for your program. As the more conservative House and Senate, along with campaign promises by Trump, start to put pressure on tightening of entitlement programs, it is my view that those whose government-assisted benefits make the majority of their ability to buy unnecessary things like alcohol, cigarettes, cell phones, etc., will cause them to resort to thief and armed robbery to obtain them. If that culture has to actually pass a drug test, sign up for work programs to receive benefits, I feel many would rather steal and rob rather than conform. Assisted by the narrative-driven mainstream media, we are also seeing a small percentage of our country's younger generation of all ethnic and social backgrounds resort to violence as a means of protesting our democracy. In most cases, for now, it's property damage, but in some cases, it's physical attacks. My point is that our good news is bad news for certain people and most likely will cause an increase in crime. Not a time to put our guard down. We must remain aware, knowledgeable, and skilled. Enjoy your program. That's Marty Patterson in Houston, Texas. Marty, thank you for the email. I've not gotten an email, surprisingly, that tied the economics to what could become, as Marty points out, a spike in crime. A politically divided country could result in a spike in crime. And Marty gave us some good information there. Something for, you know, again, this goes back to, and gosh, I love to talk about this topic, but it goes back to evil is among us. It walks among us. It's there. And we must always be prepared to defend against it. That if we let our guard down at all, we raise the likelihood that we're going to become a victim of it. And I can't tell you how many times over the years have you heard me say preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Prepare to avoid by being aware. What Marty is saying, and he's taking it to a different level, one that I haven't heard anybody mention before, and I really do appreciate it. Food for thought. But that some of those people may manifest their anger in criminal activity. And you need to be aware of that. That goes part and parcel with what I've been teaching you for years, right? Preparation, avoidance, and awareness. Prepare to avoid by being aware. So if you're aware of these things and the possibility of them happening, guess what? The general who knows the most about his enemy wins every battle and every war ever fought. We'll be right back. More to talk about.
You know, arming yourself with a firearm, it's not just a responsibility, it is also your Second Amendment right. Now, I take this very seriously, which is why I am a proud member of the USCCA. Now, they're dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners just like you and me. Now, I know you take your gun rights seriously, too, and that's why I want to let you in on something big. The USCCA now wants to give you $1,600 to buy one of five elite guns. Now, I'm talking about high-quality pistols some of us only dream of owning, like a Sig Sauer 1911 Spartan and the Smith & Wesson M&P R8. But that's only two of them. Just go to DefendFamily.com and see the entire list and pick out which elite gun to add to your arsenal. And 95 runner-ups will win a USCCA range bag complete with eye and ear protection. That's 100 winners in total. I don't think I've ever seen better odds than that. So go get your free entry just by visiting DefendFamily.com. That's DefendFamily.com, where you could take home one of five elite guns you've always wanted.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Looking for the gift that keeps on lifting? Bigfoot Gun Belts offer a full line of steel-reinforced leather gun belts. Crafted with a double layer of rich English bridle leather, these gun belts will support the full weight of even the heaviest handgun. Each Bigfoot gun belt is made with the blood, sweat, and beards of Pacific Northwest craftsmen. Capture your legendary gun belt for as low as $59.88 at BigfootGunBelts.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked. You remember what today is? Today is December 7th. We know what happened on December 7th, 1941. Let us never forget that. And let's never apologize for America. Yeah, that's a swipe. Never, ever forget that. I have a great friend I've known for many years whose birthday is today. And it's an easy birthday to remember. But today, America was attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan on December 7th, 1941. Never, ever, ever forget that. All right, back to where we were. I was reading a couple of emails and some good ones, too. But, boy, that preparation, avoidance, and awareness stuff. Oh, you know, I love having Rob Pincus on the program to talk about that. Rob and I co-wrote a book together, Lessons from Unarmed America. And I promise you we're working on a third. Good heavens knows when time is going to allow that to come to fruition. But I will tell you this, that the preparation, avoidance, and awareness plays a huge role. And Marty threw, you know, a reminder to us in particular. And I talk about this every year. You go back 7 years. Hard to believe the show will be 8 years on April 26, 2017, on the Monster broadcast. But you go back and you listen to the shows as we get close, in between the holidays, really, from Thanksgiving in particular up through Christmas. We discuss this quite a bit, walking back to your car with packages and things you need to look at and not be that oblivious person. And, of course, as you just heard, Marty threw that little wrench in there. And a lot of it can be where you live. If you live in areas where there was a lot of strife after the election, you might want to be you might want to raise your level of awareness a little bit. And as we progress through the next 4 years. So anyway, just kind of keep that in mind. Those are fun emails to get. I love it. Because people like that get it. So thanks, Marty. Appreciate it. This next email came in from Frank Nieto. Frank says, Mark, I have a habit of listening to your podcast as I travel for work. I was listening to your explanation of what the proposed reciprocity for concealed carry permit holders will entail while traveling over Berthoud Pass, I guess, if I'm not pronouncing that right, in the mountains of Colorado. I am really looking forward to not have to study each state's laws and even unknowingly break laws in other states as I travel through them. Let me stop right there with that email because this is the first thing, Frank, that came to my mind. Let's assume a President Trump signed National Concealed Carry Reciprocity today, and it was effective today. National reciprocity does not mean that you do not have to study each state's laws and even unknowingly break laws in other states as you travel through them. What I'm telling you is that you still have to do that. It is not a national law of where guns are allowed or not allowed. That's individual state law, much like, as I used as an example before, a speed limit. Maybe some states have a turn. Maybe you can turn right on red and, I don't know, pick a city. Rapid City, Dakota. But you can't in Boston, maybe. Okay? And I don't know if you can or can't. I'm using it as an example. But you are still required to study those states' laws because you must abide by those states' laws while you're traveling. If a certain state requires a permit holder to have a gun a certain way, carry it in a vehicle or whatever, you still need to know that. National reciprocity doesn't change any of that. So please be aware of that. And I figure if Frank mentions that, you might be thinking that also. So we want to make sure that that's not in your head. All that does is require each state to recognize your permit from whatever state you happen to be in. It does not change the laws in the individual states. So as you quote, even unknowingly break laws in other states as you travel through them, you may very well still do that if you don't study where to go and what that state's laws are. But there are resources there for you. The one I've used for many, many years is handgunlaw.us. I've used it for years. You can also go to the United States Concealed Carry Association. It's all up on that site. You'll find it. But very important, don't let that misconception, don't think that that changes the state law. It does not. He continues, a couple of years ago, I traveled from Colorado to Florida pulling my fifth wheel for a vacation with my wife's sisters. I know that while I passed through several states such as Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, up near the Cincinnati area, where it is easy to cross state lines back and forth without much notice. I was carrying my Colt officer's model and my IWB inside the waistband holster, breaking laws as I crossed these state lines. I was careful to not speed and made sure my taillights were in good working order. In all three of those of these states, it would have been okay for me to have a pistol in the coach, but not concealed in the cab of the truck. However, I believe it was Ohio that was not reciprocal with Colorado and could have been charged had I had LEO contact. Woo, that's law enforcement officer contact is what he's referring to. Let me make this very clear. Again, you must know the laws in those states. Now, Ohio, at the time you're talking about, had some whacked-out concealed carry laws for car. They considered your gun to be loaded if you had an empty firearm in the console and a magazine in the glove box. As long as the magazine was anywhere near you within reach in the vehicle, your gun was considered loaded. Now, Ohio has fixed all those dopey laws. But the fact of the matter is, you need to be aware of that. Don't rely on a broken taillight. That's like a drunk driver getting home hoping he doesn't get hit by another car. Because guess what? The excuse, hey man, he ran into me, doesn't let him off the hook, does it? Keep that in mind. Very, very important. Anyway, he says, I am so glad this law is coming to fruition. The wife is talking about going to California, or is it Commifornia for our next vacation? Ugh. Well, yeah, Ugh is right. Beautiful place to see if you've never been there. The gun laws rot. And, of course, that's the model they want for you. So, Frank, I won't go through the rest of your email, but Sean, you'll want to pay. He says, well, let me read this. He says, anyway, I was listening to you in your exuberance of being on the offensive. I believe you coined a new pseudonym for the Smug Elite. You were talking so fast that it sounded like Smug Elite. So he suggests that I add the word Smug Elite when I talk about the gun-hating press. And you know what, Frank? I think I'm going to do it. And he says, I hope you like the pseudonym that you came up with. I'll throw credit where it's due, and that's you. The Smug Elite. I like that. I think we'll stay with that. Okay. We're getting ready to take a break. So I'm going to have to talk to you about my list. After, not this coming segment, but after this segment, in the final segment of the show, I want to go there with you because Lee Michaels is going to be joining me. And when I talk about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, I want you to hear his story. It is simply something that I cannot discuss with you enough. It's a story that you need to hear. I'll put him on every week if I have to. If it sinks into, what do they always say on the other side? If it saves just one person, and believe me, when you hear stuff like this, real live stuff from someone who survived an incident like this, you know, not the person you read in the paper, or not the story you heard here on Armed American Radio, but actually talk to, know and care about somebody as I do about Lee, who went through this, I will never forget interviewing him for the first time. The hairs on my neck went up. And I hope they go up on you too. That's how you know this stuff is sinking in. Lee Michaels will tell you a harrowing tale. One that he's lucky he survived when we come back next on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Picture this scenario. 2 masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Today's Gun A Day giveaway is the Kimber Solo CDP. Get this, man. This thing is $1,223. It's a Kimber. Love. I mean, it's a gun. When you pick up the Kimber CDP, the Solo, I've held them many, many times. I've shot a couple of them. It's a gun. It feels like a gun. Feels like a gun should feel in your hand. It's not a knock on the polymers. I carry the .43. I told you yesterday I had a .43 in a sticky holster in my front pocket and a North American Arms Mini on my belt. It's not a knock on that. I love that gun. I'm a big fan. I've been carrying the 17 for years. Pulled a Glock 36 polymer, .45 compact on 2 human beings. I'm a big fan of them. But these little Kimber Solos, these are wonderful guns valued at $1,223. That's the gun you can win if you win the Gun A Day giveaway today. All you have to do is head over to USCCAOnAir.com, USCCAOnAir.com. You also, even if you don't win the gun and you activate one of the 3 self-defense shields, which is unrivaled protection for you and your family, turbocharged, if you will, but you pick up the silver, $300,000 in protection, gold, $575,000 in protection, and platinum up to $1.125 million in protection, you may win the Kimber Solo at $1,223. Even if you don't, you're in the running to win, to be one of 3 winners of Ammo for Life. It's all on the site. Check it out at USCCAOnAir.com. My next guest is a member of the USCCA and can tell you firsthand, as a victim of a vicious, violent crime, what it would be like to have this type of protection had his situation turned out differently. Thank God it didn't. Lee Michaels, welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, Greg. Glad to be back with you, Mark. Yes.
Hey, you know,
I can't even tell you how long I've been a member now.
It's been a long time. And, you know, you've got, I think you're platinum too, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You're platinum, so you have 1.125 million. Now, let me tell you, let me just set this up quickly, and then I want you to tell the story. We've got one segment with you. We'll roll quickly, okay? But you had not, like myself many years ago, had not made the decision to carry a firearm with you anywhere or everywhere you went.
Correct.
You came home one day, and you were very well, you know, you were aware of your surroundings because that's who you are. What happened?
Yeah, coming home from hockey one night. Again, people can read about it in your book, Lessons from Unarmed America. I am chapter 5 in that book. But coming home one night, doing my due diligence of that I always did of being aware of my surroundings. I'd seen a guy in the parking lot riding a bike. I waited until he cleared the area or thought he had. Went into my garage. You know, I'd close my garage door with the car in reverse in case somebody, you know, jumps in the garage behind me. I'm just going to drive through the garage door and over that person, too, if need be. And killed a little time there, stepped out. Here comes the guy who was on the bike. Immediately recognized him from being on the bike. Glanced behind me, didn't see anything. All of a sudden, around the other corner, comes a guy with a gun drawn on me, asking for my money. I only had a $20 bill. Wasn't enough for him, so he wanted me to take him to my bank, which at that point we all know going to a secondary location is not a good idea.
Right.
And as I'm on my knees outside my garage looking up at my house with a gun pointed to the back of my head, and he says, I'm just gonna have him do him right now. I thought that was it, and then realized I got to do something to get out of this. As they got me up to take me, put me in the car, I knew with the garage he was not going to be able to get in on the passenger side. And long story short, guy without the gun gets in my backseat. Guy with the gun, when he goes to try to get in the passenger side, I drop the car in reverse, take off, leave him lying down in the garage, and I'm taking off with the guy in the backseat of my car. Actually get out of that, call the cops. Cops end up coming. Arrest the guy without the gun, who spent 54 months in the state penitentiary, but never rolled on his buddy with the gun.
And you didn't know whether or not the guy in the backseat had a gun or not. I mean, you didn't know that. All you knew is the other guy had a gun.
Yeah, I knew the other guy had a gun, and I didn't see, when I glanced back to look at the guy, when I'm on my knees and I realized I got to do something to get out of this because they're going to take me somewhere else, and I know they're not going to thank me for the ride and drop me off at the corner or bring me back home, they got to do something to incapacitate me to give them time to get away, whether it was to shoot me or pistol whip me or beat me to within an inch of my life, I don't know. But the guy with the gun, when I looked back at him, he's standing there with his hands at his side, and I thought, if this guy's got a gun or a knife, he's going to have this drawn too. So pretty sure he didn't have anything with him, but that was a
what did it feel thing. Like? I want this theater of the mind.
I'm telling you, until you have had a gun pointed at your head and somebody telling you they are going to kill you, I went through, it was this panic and fear, and I instantly envisioned my wife going, huh, he's not home yet, looking out the window, and I could see myself lying face down. I saw exactly how it would have fallen forward. There's a little slant there, and all my blood and brains would have been all over the sidewalk right in front of my house. And it was a fear like I've never experienced that instantly then went to, I have to get out of this. And my mindset changed right there on the spot, and it was looking at the guy's shoes, looking at the guy behind me, and I turned around at one point and looked at him and yelled, hoping somebody would hear me, tell me what you want. This is after he's threatened to kill me 2 or 3 times. As I spin my head to look at him, and he's got a little mask over his face, his skull cap pulled down over his eyes and or over his nose and mouth, and his hoodie pulled up, so all I could see was his eyes. But the barrel of that semi-auto right in my face looked like I was looking down a 105-millimeter howitzer. It was huge, 2 inches from my eye as I turned to look at him. And it was at that point, again, then decide, okay, I need to do more. And after I did more, I need to get the training. You know, I'd have been, like I said, pretty aware of all those situations leading up to that, but now had to do more to protect myself and my family.
You know, I just the fear here. I've talked to you about this many times. We've had private conversations about this that are quite frankly harrowing. But something I don't think I've ever said to you. Let's put this as you were telling me that. Here's what I was envisioning: a single action cocked firearm,
mm-hmm.
and a finger on the trigger, Lee.
Yep.
That individual could have been startled and turned to his right and fired and blown your head off.
Easily. I mean, his finger was on the trigger. That gun was pointed. I mean, he was pushing it up the back of my head, right above my ear. and I could feel the gun pushing it, you know, as he stuck it in my head saying, I'm going to do him right now. I'm going to effing do him right now.
Do him right now. Yeah.
Because he was like, they had a $20 bill.
Yeah, good. What a criminal upset that you didn't have what he wanted. He was trying to take you. You know, I took people through this yesterday when I, or 2 days ago when I talked about a couple happy ending stories. And your story is the ultimate happy ending because you survived it and you're here to tell about it. We wrote about it in our book, Lessons from Unarmed America. You can buy the book. It's on Amazon. Go get it. It's out there. If you want a signed copy, send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. But I tell you that for a reason, because this is how you educate yourself. When you hear people like Lee tell these stories who have lived through these things, it's gut-wrenching. But Lee, we've discussed many times how this happened, how it unfolded, and the thoughts that went through your head at that moment in time. Let me ask you a question. What do you think would have happened had your wife walked out? Maybe your wife heard you say, what is it you want? Maybe she heard that and she walked out, came out through the garage and saw this unfolding in front of her. You ever thought about that?
Yeah, I have. And that was the one night my wife had gone to bed early. Normally she would stay up and wait for me, but she had gone to bed early that night. And I think about that had she poked her head out the window, said something, or she would have walked out, easily could have escalated. They would have probably dragged us into the house to get more stuff. My daughter was home sleeping.
There you go. That was it. Well, you just hit it. Let me stop you right there in the essence of time. I know your wife. Ashton's a tough cookie.
Yep.
But what would have happened at that exact moment in time would have, that entire incident would have been hostile. It would have been into the house.
Yes, it would have.
This would have unfolded in ways that we can't even imagine. And these are the things we want you to take away from these conversations. Lee, how many times did you think, oh, that kind of stuff doesn't happen? That's you know, really me? What do you think when you hear somebody on the news say, and we've got 30 seconds, what do you think when you hear somebody say, oh, man, this kind of stuff just doesn't happen around here, all shocked?
Yeah, well, this is something I thought could happen and had scenarios like this running through my head, which is one of the ways that I got out of this. Had I not even been thinking about those scenarios, I can't even imagine what would have happened or how I would have reacted. And that's where the training and listening to programs like this and having the USCCA coverage are all things that are part of your plan to keep you and your family safe.
All right, and it's – I'm going to leave it right at that. It's incredible stuff, Lee. Thank you very much for yet again educating Armed American Radio and Armed American Radio Daily Defense listeners. Looking forward to seeing you real soon out at SHOT Show. Lee Michaels from AM 1280 The Patriot will be back right after this. Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Boy, that's powerful stuff from Lee Michaels. I can't tell you how many times we've talked about that and the what-ifs. We have what-ifed that to death. We've what-ifed it to death. And there's no what-if scenario in there that doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck crawl. So I just want you to think about that. As we get closer to the holidays, we're going to remind you more and more about this. We do this every year at this time of year, and we're going to do this as we get closer to Christmas, which is coming fast, man. It's coming fast. It's coming fast. So you'll hear some training experts talk about that, as we do every year, bring Pincus on to talk about it, and a number of others. Speaking of upcoming guests, I got to tell you, I was just talking with Madison Jesiato before this program went to air today. Madison, of course, former Miss Ohio, Washington Times columnist, and student at Ohio State University. Yes, Madison was on the campus when the alert went out and the terrorist attack was going down. And I mean, literally just talked to her a few minutes before the show went to airtime, and monitor number two here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios is up on Fox News, and there she is on there with Neil Cavuto. So make sure to tune in on December 18th, Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, the week before Christmas. You're going to hear a great guest lineup. Madison is going to be one of them. We did confirm her. She is booked. She was supposed to be here last week, but scheduling, it's tough. You know how that goes. But she will be here next week, week after this. This coming Sunday, we're going to spend some time with some vets and some law enforcement down at Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. We'll be broadcasting the program to you Sunday's Monster Show from Frankie's Patriot Barbecue. There will be some law enforcement officers in there. Captain Matt Bruce will be with me on site, remote broadcast from actually Almerton Road down there in Clearwater, Florida, just outside of Tampa, for the 3-hour show this weekend. And then, of course, the following weekend is the one I was telling you about, the 18th. that Madison will be on, among many others. So it's going to be an awful lot of fun as we get up towards Christmas. Christmas this year, by the way, is on December 25th, and I will be off with my family. So we're going to give you 3 great hours of radio on the 25th. I'll let you know as we get closer to the holiday. National Reciprocity. I want you to hear this headline. Nationwide Concealed Carry Reciprocity Bill Ready for 2017. U.S. Rep. Richard Hudson, Republican from North Carolina, has prepared a bill that is going to allow concealed carry permit holders to carry in any other state that issues permits. Hudson is a member of President-elect Trump's Second Amendment coalition. He and the others have the measure waiting for introduction to the new Congress. So we're going to follow this for you. Concealed carry permit holders, this is big news for you. Big, big news for you and for me. As soon as I have a copy of all that stuff, we'll read it to you on the air. We'll let you know how it stands. Okay. This is a column I wrote. Gosh, it's hard to believe it's been so long ago. It really is. December 7th. Wow. 2010. That's interesting. That was a fluke. I didn't realize that. But this column published in Human Events, Powerful Conservative Voices, in the Guns and Patriots section back on December 7th, 2010. That is a coincidence, by the way. I was unaware of that. And I titled the piece, Top 10 Concealed Carry Guns. Now, there have been new introductions in the market since I penned this list, and I would certainly change a few. But what's more important than the guns that I put on the list were the 4 criteria that I laid out for a concealed carry handgun. And I want you to listen to these. I get requests for this all the time. Can you lay out those criteria again? I'm getting ready to buy a gun, or my wife wants a gun. It's Christmas. I want to buy a gun. I'm getting one for my son, or I think my son's buying one for me, or I want to get one for my daughter. She's going off to school. All this stuff. Here's the 4 criteria that I laid out that, as far as I'm concerned, in order for a concealed carry gun to be effective, it has to meet. Number 4, we're going to do this like a top 10 Letterman list. We're going to go down the line starting at number 4. The gun must be simple to use, point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles. Nothing that makes you think beyond pulling a trigger. This is a gun. It should be simple, and you should not have to worry about running a system when your life or the lives of your loved ones are on the line and immediate action is required. I'm not telling you that your gun shouldn't have a safety. I'm not telling you, well, actually I am telling you, if you're carrying the gun unchambered, I saw a little meme the other day on the internet, racking the slide. If you carry your gun without a round in the chamber, racking the slide might be the last thing you do. You might spend the rest of your life racking the slide, let me put it that way, and I want you to think about that. Okay, but you don't need all the bells, the whistles, the bangers, and the hoo-has on this thing. All you need is a gun. And a reliable one, one that you are comfortable with and that you know. That was number 4. It should be simple to use. Point and click, squeeze, bang. Number 3, power. All guns are powerful. Don't believe me? Stand in front of your little .22 long rifle and have someone pull the trigger for you. I didn't think so. This is one area where I will challenge conventional wisdom. No one wants to get shot by any gun of any caliber. Especially a criminal. Yes, you should always carry, and any expert will tell you this, the largest and most powerful caliber that you can comfortably carry and shoot. Those are the operative words that are comfortable for you to shoot. If that happens to be a .22, good for you. And bad, very bad, for whoever is on the receiving end. Your objective is to stop the situation, and in most cases, the presence of your firearm will do that in and of itself. In real life, I know firsthand. I did it. Nobody stopped to ask me what it was I was carrying. The moment I pointed it at that man's chest, checkmate. Now, that happened to be a .45. I don't think he would have asked me if it was a .22. All guns are powerful. Never forget that. Number 2, reliability. You can carry the coolest custom gun in the world, but if your choice of handgun doesn't go pow when your booger hook squeezes the bang switch, or your shot goes wide left like a Pee Wee football field goal attempt, Your gun is worthless. Your gun must be reliable, and by reliable, I mean reliable right out of the box. Some people take that as a knock. Oh, you know, I've got the new 1911. I've got to have it fluff and buff. I've got to run 400 rounds through it. You know, I've got to polish the feed ramp. I've got to do all kinds of cool stuff to it. I got a good trigger job I'm working on. Hey, dude, let me tell you something. That's awesome. I have a 1911. Love the thing. But I want my carry gun right out of the box so that if I buy it and need it on my way home, it'll fit in my holster and go pow from the gun shop to my first stop. Reliability, huge. Number one, comfort. This is another area where I'm going to challenge conventional wisdom. We've all heard the words that a gun isn't meant to be comfortable. It's meant to be comforting. To me, that's old school. Nowadays, it can be both. It is no longer necessary to lug around a two-pound hunk of steel with only 7 rounds, unless you want to. And of course, yes, I'm referring to a 1911. There are other guns more comfortable to carry than the 1911. And maybe the 1911 is your deal. That's good. I'm not knocking you. That's just my opinion. There are other guns out there that I would rather carry. I don't carry my 1911 because, to me, there are more comfortable guns. Maybe the 1911 works for you. More power to you. Whatever works. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it all again tomorrow because we can. I hope you took something away from today's program. I don't have time to read the list to you. If you want me to read the list, shoot me an email. Maybe I'll get around to it. But I would make some changes to the list now. I hate when time runs out. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. And we're going to do it all again tomorrow. I'll see you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.